Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. Welcome to day 727. The government shutdown is causing more economic damage than previously estimated, and it could push the U.S. economy into a contraction. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett called the damage to the economy a little bit worse than anticipated, which they miscalculated by failing to account for government contractors. Meanwhile, the White House revised estimates from the Council of Economic Advisers, which shows that the shutdown, now in its 26th day, reduces quarterly economic growth by 0.13 percentage points for each week that it lasts. By comparison, last year's economic growth for the first quarter totaled 2.2%. The Trump administration, meanwhile, continues to add more federal workers to the list of employees who are required to work without pay. By designating their jobs as essential or exempting them from the furlough, the Trump administration has sent thousands of employees back to work without compensation. The IRS, for example, will officially be recalling 36,000 workers, more than half of the IRS workforce, to process tax returns and refunds despite the shutdown. Nancy Pelosi asked Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address or just to submit it in writing while the government remains in shutdown. Pelosi cited security concerns related to the shutdown's effect on the Secret Service. White House officials, meanwhile, are urging Republican senators to not sign a bipartisan letter calling for the end of the government shutdown. Trump is scheduled to deliver his State of the Union address on January 29th, which will be an opportunity for him to make his case for border wall funding in a primetime televised address. In Syria, ISIS claimed responsibility for an explosion that killed at least two U.S. troops in the northern part of the country. The attack comes weeks after Trump claimed the U.S. had defeated ISIS in Syria and announced that he would pull out all 2,000 American forces. The announcement triggered the resignation of Defense Secretary James Mattis. And finally, nine T-Mobile executives booked rooms at Trump's hotel in D.C. just a day after the company announced a merger that required Trump's approval. Staffers at the Trump International Hotel were handed a list of incoming VIP arrivals last April following the announcement of a $26 billion deal with Sprint, which would more than double T-Mobile's value and significantly increase its share of the cell phone market. T-Mobile executives have repeatedly returned to Trump's hotel since, with one T-Mobile executive racking up 10 visits to the hotel between April and July. And in the polls, Politico says 36% of voters support Trump declaring a national emergency to reallocate money to pay for his border wall, while 51% oppose such a move. And now to the notables. One, Trump's pick to replace Scott Pruitt as head of the EPA will face questions from lawmakers during his first confirmation hearing soon. Two, a Belarusian woman who claimed to have 16 hours of audio recordings linking Russia to Trump's election will be deported after spending nearly a year behind bars in Thailand. 3. Trump called a New York Times reporter and defended Russia against claims of election interference the day after he privately met with Putin. 4. Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic effort to enforce sanctions against Russian companies controlled by a Putin ally, despite a group of 11 GOP senators joining Democrats in the vote. 5. Paul Manafort worked with unknown intermediaries to place people in the Trump administration in January 2017. 6. Konstantin Kilimnik appears to be at the heart of pieces of Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Kilimnik is a Russian who is tied to Moscow's intelligence services and is connected to Manafort. And finally, the United States rejected a Russian offer to save the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, saying, quote, "We see no indication that Russia would choose compliance," end quote. The U.S. and its NATO allies want Russia to destroy its 9M729 nuclear-capable cruise missile system. Without a deal, a U.S. withdrawal over 6 months will begin on February 2nd. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.